On Saturday in the town of Nunn, Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave hosted a community forum that has been ground zero to discuss proposed uranium mining by PowerTech. Over 250 frustrated citizens attended the meeting against PowerTech's plan to mine the ore in Well County. Against the wishes of citizens, PowerTech has been trying to get well samples on private property to obtain a permit to mine uranium. Even the attempt of gathering ore samples has locals in an uproar if their groundwater and air become contaminated. One rancher said he was upset to take time away to come to Musgrave's forum to fight the mining issue and added,
"Your horses, your cattle, your sheep won't be able to drink this water. You won't be able to sell this stuff, and who is going to buy it from you in an area that is contaminated by uranium? Who? Who's going to buy your property?
No one.
About 25 attendees grabbed the microphone and spoke their frustration to Musgrave, PowerTech executives, and locals. One man spoke to the issue of declining property values.
"I'm not going to allow anybody to do anything that's going to reduce the value of my property any more than it already is. Because of this thing, this radioactive thing, and the toll road, the value of my property has already gone down $30,000.
Citizens were able to directly talk to the mining company. Even 13-year-old Marshall had a question for Lane Douglas of PowerTech.
"There is a question on my mind that I would really like for PowerTech to answer. If you were to spill uranium and make many places dangerous to live, what would you do to clean that mess up?"
"If you spill some uranium on the ground, are you going to clean it up? And the answer to that is absolutely. Number two, you don't have to trust my word on it, okay? You can trust the county, state, and federal officials that will be looking right over our shoulders."
At the end of the heated two-hour discussion and the crowd more frustrated, Musgrave came out in opposition to PowerTech's proposed uranium mining plan.
"I also am concerned that if there is a problem, that there will not be the money to clean it up. I do have concerns that you can't ever go to the pre-mining state again. I am concerned as a fiscal conservative that taxpayers pick up the tab to this, and I find that objectionable."
A person close to Musgrave said they were surprised by her sudden decision to oppose the mining plan. As Musgrave took months to decide her opposition, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission recently announced plans to build over 24 new nuclear power plants in the U.S. The question remains is where these proposed new plants will get all the uranium. Reporting for KRC News on the Range and your community radio station, I'm Bob Beck.